moments of melody coming your way. The program with some music for your heart. A father speaks. It was a simple, almost casual experience. From the balcony of our church some years ago, I got an angled view of my squirming son as he wiggled his way all over that church pew, awaiting for the Christmas Sunday school program to start. As I looked at him, my mind clicked as this thought came. Barring accident, I'll be the only father this boy will ever have, so I'd better be a good one. The only window to the world he would ever have is the way his father looks at things. For him, much of life would be seen as he saw it in me, and as I taught him, family-wise, socially, sports, love, financially, his only father, but most important, spiritually. And I winced inwardly as I researched my soul to see what kind of a father I had been to the child entrusted by God to me. In that quiet moment, I concluded for myself, and I pass it on to you, that my child needs me more spiritually than he does any other way. Ephesians 6:4 leaped out at me. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. My job, not my wife's job, who has so much more time, you know. Your job, Dad, not your wife's. The Christian home will regain its rightful godly backbone when Dad reassumes the place he too often has given up, as spiritual head of the house. It's strange but true, too, that when Dad assumes his biblical place, everything else falls in place better. Remember, you're the only father your child or children will ever have, so you'd better be a good one. May it be said of you, as was said of Abraham, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. This is a tall order, Dad. It requires a man who knows God for himself, a man who has made peace with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. A father speaks.
If you have named the name of Jesus, if you're known as one of his, remember that the world is watching to see how your victory is. What you are, speak so loud that the world can't hear what you say. They're looking at your walk, not listening to your talk. They're judging from your actions every day. Don't believe you deceive by claiming what you've never owned. They'll accept what they see and know you to be. They'll judge from your life alone.
O my people, listen to my teaching. Open your ears to what I'm saying. For I will show you lessons from our history, stories handed down to us from former generations. I will reveal these truths to you so that you can describe these glorious deeds of Jehovah to your children, and tell them about the mighty miracles he did. For he gave his laws to Israel, and commanded our fathers to teach them to their children. We just read from Psalm 78. There's a wide-eyed little youngster who believes you're always right. And his ears are always open, and he watches day and night. You are setting an example every day in all you do for the little one who's watching to grow up and be just like you.